Okay, Tov. It's not around being lazy. Today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin. And we're once again somewhere around the middle of the daf. Yes, four lines down from the middle of the daf. Meitve. So what we've been discussing now is the question of why it is that teaching Mikra is different than teaching anything else, Medrash and Gemara, and so on and so forth. And we came out yesterday that there's a machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan. So according to Rav, the reason you're allowed to take money is for babysitting. Because either your teaching involves a heck of a lot of babysitting, or because you're providing the additional service of babysitting, because otherwise these kids would be out in the street learning all kinds of terrible things. And then who knows, they might even be surfing. And therefore, you should be paid for that. The other pshat is, Rabbi Yochanan's pshat is, that there's an additional piece that you're teaching them that is luxury, and that is the pisuk ta'amim. That part is not the oraita, those are additions, and therefore, the extra money that you're being paid is only for that piece. Now later, we're going to see what really the machlokas is about, whether pisuk ta'amim is the oraita or not. So now, the Gemara asks from the following. It says that tinokot lo korim b'tchila b'shabbat. You can't teach children a new material on Shabbos. Aval, but what you can do is shonim b'rishon. They can do even their first review. That they can do on Shabbat. But not learning the first time material. Now, why would that be? So bishlam alaman diomar sachar pisuk ta'amin. Understand why we're not going to pay you. The main work is going to be done the first time around, given the Pisuk Tamim, in which case you're going to be getting Sachar Shabbat. But according to Man Yomer, Sachar Shimur, I don't understand the difference over here. Amai Ein Korim B'Tchila B'Shabbat, V'Amai Shonim B'Rishon. I mean, what, this is really meaningless, because you're always going to be paying for the babysitting, whether it's the first time, the second time, it's the same babysitting. Well, you think they can't get into trouble on Shabbos? Is that it? They need babysitting on Shabbos also. So what are you going to do with that? So like, well, why do you think that this has something to do with Schar Shabbat? What do you think? That's Schar Pisuk Ta'ami. You said the issue is Pisuk Ta'ami, and therefore you can't teach it. Why couldn't you teach it? Anyway, would it not be Havla'a? Havlaz Mishrashari, when you're teaching on Shabbat, where you had previous classes before Shabbat, I mean, obviously you are the teacher. You're the teacher. You're not being paid for this particular tzchar. You're being paid basically for the whole week, the whole month, whatever it is, for the whole year. You have a salary. Shabbat is included. That's called Havla'a. And Havla'a is mutter. Havla Mishrashari. I mean, it's a fair issue, bright. Even got to be babysitting. If you hire a babysitter, interestingly, this isn't referring to a normal babysitter. This is referring to the captors. These are the kids that can't walk off of the chutzner in Yerushalayim because they'll get tummy b'tumat ta'on. So if you've got somebody to watch those kids, or lishmorat ha-para, you might as well keep the para together with the kids. I mean, they're the ones that are going to be. We're going to be Isaac in the gathering for the water for the parah. Or lishmarat azraim, this may be the Izraim for the Omer. The water shouldn't get tame. In any event, in all of these cases, you can't hire them for the day on Shabbos and pay them. Einot nin lo sachar Shabbat. Since that's the case, it turns out that any work that they do on Shabbat, they're doing for free, in which case they're shomer chinam. Now that's not such a good idea, because if there's a shomer chinam, then of course they will not be responsible. Lefichach imav du. So now, you know, if the kids get lost, you never find them again. You know, you can't come back to the shomer and expect him to pay. You know, eno chayav b'achrayutan. So now you can't come back to the shomer. But if he is a sechir Shabbat or a sechir Chodesh, a sechir Shana, a sechir Shavua, so you're paying him by the week, or you're paying him by the month, you're paying him by the year, or you're paying him by the Shemitah, in other words, a 7-year cycle. So then the Shabbat is included in Havla'a. So then, noting lo sachar Shabbat, you can include Havla'a, means to subsume something or to swallow it. So you give him the subsumed sachar Shabbat, And therefore, he's a shomer sachar, even in the Shabbat. He'll have to give you some other kid in return. That's not a bad idea. In any event. So, therefore, the reason cannot be, as you said, that we don't teach because of Sakhar Shabbat. Now you're trying to look at the difference between Pisuk Tamim and babysitting. That's not the point at all. It's a whole different issue. You know what the reason is that you're not allowed to teach a child for the first time on Shabbat? I know time in Enkur in Mitchila. Is Mishum the Yifnu Avatahon the Yenuke Le Mitzvata the Shabbat. If the kid is going to be late to school, so if it's just review material, the father doesn't care. Alright, so you'll come late to school, big deal. You missed class today, big deal. So then, if they're having a good time on Shabbos, and he's talking to the kids at the meal, and is that going to chase them out of the house? Look, you can't afford to miss class. So that's okay, because we want people to be free on Shabbos to have fun with the kids. As the Ron puts it, lehishta asheya imatinokot. You want to have fun with your kids. But if we're going to have new class with new material, the father's going to say, look, you can't afford to miss class. Sorry, you got to get out of the house. But I've seen this happen. Mom, it's interesting so many times with the cheder. So you send them out of the house. You send them out of the house, you're going to violate the mitzvah of the Shabbat. Therefore, they made a takana not to teach new material on Shabbos. V'bayitema, or there could be another reason. The other reason is cholent. Since Mishum de Shabbat, Achlim Veshatin, I mean, you eat things you normally don't eat, drink things you normally don't drink, or to the extent, the amounts that you normally wouldn't, the Yakir Alehen Alma, and the world is feeling pretty heavy on you. You can barely move, actually. What are you going to do? How are they going to be able to concentrate? You can't teach a new material with a stomach full of chon. So, Mamela, it's a chinuch idea. Don't try to teach kids who have their heads somewhere else. Kiryam HaShmuel. Shinui veset chilat choli me'ayim. When you start changing around diets, that's the beginning of the end. So these kids are suffering. Beautiful. Yes, the Ram puts it, Avraham tvedim aleihem. We know that feeling well. You just feel like you're walking on Jupiter. You know, you barely make it to that. Okay, so in any event, the reason for not teaching new material on Shabbos has nothing to do with Skar Shabbos. It has to do entirely with the elements of either Einik Shabbos or simple chinuch practicalities. You know, they discovered that the most horrific time of the day to be teaching kids is the morning. Now basically, when school starts at 8:30 in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, the kids are physiologically, 90% of them are asleep. They cannot learn a thing. And are asleep. They're half asleep. They can't learn anything. So that there's been a whole movement to push off school beginnings to later. But they can't do it because it's too expensive and changing the time and the teacher's union and so on and so on. So I guess you keep trying to teach kids when they can't learn. So it's basically what the Gemara is saying. Don't try to teach kids when they can't learn. It's
great. Don't take an important class first period.
That's also true. That's right. Okay. Now, let me ask you something else. Laman de Yom Aschar Pisuk Ta'amim. If you it's also where we have a coffee machine. You don't have coffee machines in school. So the man the Amar Schar Pisuk Tamim. I mean, both of these svaras, don't they make sense? Why wouldn't you say Schar Shimur? I mean, that's very straightforward. My time alo Amar Schar Shimur. Now there's two nuschaot over here. One is Kasavar Banot Mika Boyan Shimur. I love that one. Since the Mishnah doesn't specify the sex of the person that you're allowed to teach, it's obviously either male or female, right? And that would be the issue. Can you teach him or can't you? Can't teach. So you can't teach even a child, a girl. And what in the world would you have to babysit a girl for? Just sit her down and she'll stay there all day. Can't expect her to get into trouble. Therefore, there's no din of babysitting for a girl, so you wouldn't be getting money for it. So what would be the issur in teaching? The other girsa has it, gadol. And that's going back to the way we were doing it. I mean, the teretz that we gave, that the Mishnah's Kisur Mechasra has obviously a little bit of a dochuk teretz. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say anything of this sort. So the Parshas of the Mishnah is referring to a Gadol, because it talks about his child. If it was a Kotan, he wouldn't have a child. In which case, why would it be also to teach a Gadol? It must be because there's some other thing, and that must be Schar Pisuk Tamim, not babysitting. Because the Gadol, at least in those days, didn't need babysitting. So therefore, he didn't want to say that pshat. Yeah, those are the two nuschot. Luman Yomar Schar Shimur, my time alo Amar Schar Pisuk Tamim. Why is it that man Yomar doesn't hold that Schar Pisuk Tamim is a luxury? He holds it's not a luxury. Kasava Schar Pisuk Tamim, I mean rather, Pisuk Tamim is the Oraita. The Yomar, as Barnea pointed out last night, Omer Vikabarovin, Omer Rav Chananel, Omer Rav, my Dichtiv. What's the meaning of the Pasuk Vayikra'u b'sefer b'torato Elohim b'forash v'sum sechel? What's this v'sum sechel v'yavinu b'mikra? So each one of these words is a reference to, I mean, obviously could have just said that Ezra was sitting there reading the Sefer Torah. There must be more to it. So it means like this. Vayikra'u b'sefer torato Elohim. This is talking about what is written. That's the mikra. When you say it's m'forash, you're referring to the Targum, which was also a Kabbalah. And then v'sum sechel, that means you're able to understand things clearly. That's referring to the psukim, so that you know here a pasuk ends, and therefore you're able not to make the kinds of mistakes that a run-on sentence would make or finishing too early would make. And then when it says vayavinu b'mikra, so one man di amar says ze pisuk ta'amim. According to that man di amar, that means that this was all there at the time of Ezra, and this was a Messiah, so that they would have considered a Dioraita, halacha l'moshe Misinai, as we'll see. And therefore, as a halacha l'moshe Misinai, you're not allowed to take money for teaching it. But others learn, v'armi lo elu ha-misorot. That is a reference to the various misorot of how to read particular words, the chaser and the yeter, so on, issues that we're going to see in a moment. But pisuk tamim is not included in Ezra, and therefore pisuk tamim is an addition for which you're allowed to take money. And again, we'll have to make it different than the psukim, that pisuk of psukim, that much, yes. But the not all of the mishamshim in the tamim are derived. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, we're going to explain each one of these things separately. Mikra Sofrim, words that are read according to the way the Chachamim teach you how to read them, even though they're written differently, or not written at all. The Itur Sofrim, and we're going to see that actually Mikra Sofrim is a reference to reading words the way we're used to reading them, as if they have other letters in them. We take this for granted. When we see the word Shamayim, we know to read it Shamayim. But if you were a naive reader and you'd see that word, you would call it Shemim. We're calling it Shamayim because basically we're putting in an olive between the Mem and the Yud. Well, we read Mitzrayim. How do you read it Mitzrayim? As if there's an olive after the rich. Maybe read it Mitzrim or Mitzorim. So those are things that teach you how to read the word is actually what it's going to mean, because we're going to separate Kri and Ksiv in a moment. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, Mikra Sofrim, Iturei Sofrim, as we'll see, those are words that don't appear to be necessary at all, and they're just literary components of the Torah. So it's as if a nice writer added in some flourishes, the Iturim are flourishes. Karyon Velo Ktivan, words that are read but not written, or Ktivan Velo Karyon, all of those things are Halakha L'moshe Misinai. And what do I mean? Let me go through them one by one. We're talking about Mikra Sofrim. I mean the kind of thing where sometimes you say Eretz, sometimes you say Aretz, or you read the word Shamayim as, that there should be an extra Aretz there. Shamayim, you read Shamayim. Mitzrayim, you read Mitzrayim. Those kind of things are teaching you how to read. Mikra Sofrim. Now there's also Iturei Sofrim. What are Iturei Sofrim? Well, there's a lot of psukim where we have flourishes that are actually unnecessary. So we have a lot of psukim that add the word achar. So we have like words like achar ta'avor, or achar telech, or achar ta'asef, or kidmusarim achar nognim, or tzitkatcha kiharareya. What's that kiharareya? It's Tzidkatcha Harareyel, Mishpatecha Tahom Rabbah. It's the way it would be parallel. So Kia Harareyel is not like now a flourish to add the fact that not only we're referring that the tzedakah goes to Harareyel, even to the malachim who require tzedakah, but we give it a double level meaning, Tzidkatcha Harareyel. So it's basically any tour. But we have, what do we need in all of these achar? What do you have to say? Sa'adu lichem achar ta'avoru. Sa'adu lichem ta'avoru. What does the achar add? Obviously, sa'adu lichem ta'avoru, we always go in order of time, right? So there's no need. Te'sheva na'ara yamimo asar achar te'lech. V'te'lech. And so on. So each one of these things is a flourish. But they are alach l'mashi b'sinai. How about kri v'lo ketiv? So there are plenty of psukim where you have things that we read as if they're there, but they aren't there. So we have, let's say, the word parat by Shmuel, where it says lashiv yado b'nahar is all it says, and we read that lashiv yado b'nahar parat. We have be'achitof kasher yish'al ish b'dvar ha'elohim. The ish is not written there. So the prat is in Barnea's neighborhood. Barnea's neighborhood. Yeah, it means that it was given at the same time as the Nevi'im, when it's referring to Nevi'im, obviously. The prat, or Kasher Yishal Ish Bidvar Elohim. Or we have the word of Ba'im that appear in the posik of Nivneta. So we have Hine Yamim, Ba'im Nu Mashem V'Nivneta Ir. Actually, all it says is Hine Yamim V'Nivneta Ir. But we read as if it says Hine Yamim Ba'im. There's the posik La in the word La in the posik of Pleita. So we have Yehi La LePleita, that just says Yeh LePleita, that's Yehi La LePleita. We have Et in the posik of Haged Hugad, with the by Boaz, Asher Asit Et Chamotech, so the Et is red, but it doesn't appear in the posik. Then you have all the Elies over there that don't appear, because after all, Ruth didn't have any ego. So we have Eli in Hagoren, Eli in Haseorim. So all of these are examples of Karyan Velokatvam. These are psukim that are red, but they're not written. Now we also have psukim that are written but are not read. So like when Naaman asks for one last fling, and I wouldn't want to fool you. I mean, I'm going to have to bow down just one last time, okay? We understand. So it says over there, Yislach Na. We don't mention the Na. Why don't we mention the Na? Because he isn't really asking permission. He's telling you. He's telling Elisha, look, you know, you're just going to have to forgive me, basically. But he puts it nicely. So it writes no, but we don't read the no. It's very cute.
You only meant it once?
Once. Yeah, he says, I'm going to be going back, and when I come back, we're going to have to bow down, and so on and so on. You can't expect me to get my head handed to me, but after that, I'll be a good boy. So, okay, then we have the Zot. Daha mitzvah. Now the Gra takes that out because in our sefer there's no such thing. We don't have any kri and ktiv on any of these psukim. Vizot ha mitzvah chukim ha mishpatim. We have vizot. We have the chamesh, the second chamesh of Pa'at Negev. So that second chamesh isn't read, even though it says chamesh meot. We don't. I'm sorry?
Yidroch Hadorech.
Sorry, no, I skipped it. Yidroch Hadorech. So Yidroch Hadorech, the second Yidroch is not written. We have the second Chamesh of Pat Neger, the Im by Ruth and Boaz, where he says, Im ki goel anochi. So Im ki goel anochi is not really an Im, because he doesn't mean Im. He knows perfectly well that that's the way it's going to be. There's no question. But he's saying it as if it's a question. Okay, it's true that I am a Goel, but after all, there is a Goel who's Karov Mimeni. But he doesn't really mean that that Goel is going to work, right? So all of these are written, but not read.
Omer Avacha Barada.
Rav Acha bar Ada, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, as it's clear from the Gemara in Kedushin, he's reported back that b'marova pasuk the name pasuk l'tasa pasukim. This, of course, is a very topical pasuk. We just read it. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, hinei anochi bo'ei lecha ba'ave anan, bavur yishma ha'am bedabrim mach, v'gam b'chayamin l'olam. Vayaged Moshe stivei ha'am el Hashem. So in Eretz Yisrael, they were mechalik this pasuk into three parts. The first pasuk they read, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, hinei bo'ei lecha ba'ave anan. The second pasuk they read, bavur yishma ha'am bedabrim mach, v'gam b'chayamin l'olam. And the third pasuk they read is, Vayaged Moshe stivei ha'am el Hashem. So in the Shita, there's a very strange explanation that since they used to read the Torah once every 3 years, they needed more psukim, so they split every pasuk they could possibly split into more pieces. The Marsha explains that the pashtus of the meaning of the pasuk where we have it is that the reason that I'm coming to you in Be'av Ha'anan is Bavur Yishma Ha'am B'Dabriyimach, which is not true. I'm here to give you the Torah. The next piece, Bavur Yishma Ha'am B'Dabriyimach V'Gam B'Chaya Aminu Lo'olam, is a separate issue. I'm going to see to it that it will also be true that the Amul here, the Aminu Bechal Olam, and then the third part was separated out, Vayag Moshez Divrei Amal Hashem, because nowhere in the Torah do we find that in a single Pasuk we have a Dibor of Hashem to Moshe and a Dibor Moshe back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, in our Sefer Torah, the way we read it, in other words, well, the Kriya of this Pasuk is as one.
Omar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Lo Yashir Moshe, Ela mipsalatan shaluchot. How do we, Moshe Rabbeinu, we spoke about this before, was very rich. He was rich from the leftovers of the pieces that he cut out of the luchot, when he supposed to say the luchot. Because it says psalacha. Psalacha means psalatan shalchayeh. So anything that's left is your own. Omer Rabbi Chanina, it's more than that. I mean, if it says lecha, it means the whole thing is lecha. Actually, Eloni, not Torah, Lele Moshe, Lele Zaro. All it was only really given to Moshe, you see. Shinamar ktav lecha and psolecha. So, I mean, if you're telling me the psolecha is to you, then it means the ktav lecha is also only for you. So, ma psolatan shelcha, av ktavatan shelcha. It's just that Moshe was a kind person, even a hagba tovat ayin, and he said, you know what, I'll give it to you too. Come on, says Rav Chisda. I thought the whole past daf was based on Oti Tziva Hashem. Isn't that what we were learning about Mani Bechinam, Bafatem Bechinam? Now you're telling me actually this whole thing wasn't really true. There never was a Tzivoy. It says Oti Tziva Hashem L'lamed Etchem. How do you explain that? God commanded me to teach you. So how are you saying it was up to him to decide to give them a gift?
Plus it got big. It sounds like Kolo, man, doesn't it?
He didn't get big.
Moshe, he got the...
The Psalacha. Yeah. The Tosfos says that's right. He didn't get paid. He was so rich. So that's the Otitziva Vani Lachem. That just means Otitziva. And then I went ahead. L'lamed Etchem. Gee, it's bad. How about this one? Okay. Really, marti etchem chukim mishpatim ka shetzi vani Hashem elokai. That's not a problem. I gave over to you what Hashem was mitzava me. What's the problem? So, oti tziva, and then I went ahead. Look at me. I'm such a good guy. I went ahead and taught you the things that God had commanded to me. All right. So, what are you going to do with atakitvu lachem et hashira hazot? That means everybody has to write a Sefer Torah. So, if everybody has to write a Sefer Torah, obviously the Sefer Torah is meant for them. No, that just means to write the Shira. The Shira indeed was given to them. Shira Lachud. No, I can't mean that, because it says that the whole point of the Shira is Laman Tieli Hashira Zot La'ed Bivnei Yisrael. So what are you giving? Aid for what? If you weren't the ones that were Makabal Terah, so what is that going to be making Eidus? What? Moshe Rabbeinu gave away something, that's between me and him. And what is that going to be giving a Shira as an Eidus? So apparently, it must be that we actually did get the Terah. So therefore, what he was referring to, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, what he was referring to was not that the Torah itself was only given to Moshe. He's referring to Pilpula Ba'alma. He's talking about the Pilpul of Torah that was given to Moshe. He couldn't see a world without yeshivas doing Pilpul. So he was kind enough to give it over. Otherwise people would actually do some learning. Like this, they could spend their time being the Palpa. So we use that. It's interesting. We use that to mean somebody who doesn't really know what he's talking about. Like when we find the extra words in Rashi that somebody says, ah, it's mipi, he's a Talmid mefulpal, Rashi says, that's what he's talking about. But he can do a lot of pilpul, but it's obviously wrong. So that's pilpul of Ba'alma. Not a good idea to spend your whole day on that. But if that's the Ba'alma. Always dangerous to give gifts. Beware, beware of Moshe's bearing gifts. Okay. I guess we can cut it here, and we'll have all the good parts about Moshe tomorrow. Meis ve'tinokot lo korim b'tchila b'shabbat aval shonim b'rishon tzibish lama laman diomar sechar pisuk ta'amim haynu de'in korim b'tchila b'shabbat because you're going to be paying him. Ela laman diomar sechar shimur, what's the difference? Am I in korim b'tchila am I shonim b'rishon? I mean, m'mon efshach, v'yiket sechar shimur b'shabbat anyway. The time echschar pisuk ta'amim b'shabbat. What, miyoser? Anyway, it's havla'ah. And havla'ah is clearly mishra shari. The tanya sochirat ha'poel l'shmorat ha'tinok, l'shmorat ha'para, l'shmorat ha'zra'im. Eino din lo zachar shabbat, lefichach, im avdu, eino chayav b'achrayutan. V'im haya sechir shabbat, sechir chodesh, sechir shana, sechir shavua, noten lo zachar shabbat, lefichach, im avdu. It's a completely different issue. I know time of the inquiry, but the law is only mishum the ifnua vatahon the inuka the mitzvah of the Shabbat. We buy time of mishum the Shabbat, ochlin v'shatin v'yakir alein alma. Kriyam hashmu shinu ives et chilat chole mei. And you feel that cholent man, and therefore it's not a time to try to teach himself. Lamandi amar schar pisuk ta'amim. My time alone amar schar shimur kasavar. What gadol mikabayim shimur or banod mikabayim shimur? Laman yomer sachar shimur. My time alo amar sachar pisuk tamim. Kosova pisuk tamim dioraita. In which case you can't take sachar pisuk tamim. The yomer avika barav and yomer chanan el yomer rab. My dechtiva yikaru b'sefer torato Elohim meforash v'sum secha ve'avinu b'mikra. Vayikaru b'sefer torato Elohim is mikra. Meforash is targum. And then we have the v'sum secha as a reference to psukim. Vayavinu b'mikra, and here's where the machlokas is. One man, the Yomar holds it's pisuk tamim, so according to that, you're not allowed to take sacharim for pisuk tamim. Therefore, the only yisr for mikra would be babysitting. Zatosus understands it. V'yamrila elu ha-misorot. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, mikra sofer, miture sofer, karim lo kivon, kivon lo karim, are all halakha l'moshe misinai. Mikra sofrim, when I'm talking about, is like or eretz, oretz. Shomayim or Mitzrayim, itur sofrim. We have all the achar tavor, achar tilech, achar tiasef, kidmur sarim, achar nognim, or tzidkotcha kehar reyel. Kayan veloktivan, there's the word parat in the velechto. There's the ish in kasher yishal ish bidvar Elohim, which we just stick in there. We have the ba'im in the yamim ba'im in the nivneta. We have the Aita La, and actually says Liplaita without the La. We have the Agedu Gat Asit Et Chamotech. We have the Yeradet Eli by Hagoren, or it's Shishet Asorim Elon Natan Eli in that Pasuk de Eli. All of these are Karyan Velok Tima. Ktima Velok Karyan, we have the Yislach Na, the Naan by Yislach of Naaman. The Zot in HaMitzvah, which we don't know what that's referring to in our Sforim, so the Gra takes that out. We have Kasher Yidroch HaDorech, the Yidroch, the second one of HaDorech. The Chamesh, the second Chamesh of Pat Negev. We have the Im Kigo El Anochi. The Halen, all of the above, or Ketavam Velokari. Om Revacha Barada B'ma'arava Patshi Lahadim Psuka Letlata Psukim, which of course is the way we have it as well, and that's the Inei Anochi Bai Lecha Bavanan Vavur Yishma Am Bedavrim Vacham Bacha Yaminu Leolam Vayaged Moshe Divrei Ha'am El Hashem. So that they separated out the Omer B'chama Bar Chanina. Furthermore, Lo Hashem Moshe Al Mipsolatan Shaluchot Shinema Psolocha Shnei Luchot Avanim Terishonim Psolatan Shalcha Yehe. No, it's more than that. Lo nitna Torah itself elo lemoshe zoshem. Ktav loka psalacha. It's like psalatam shoka. It means the ktavan is also shoka. It's just that Moshe nag batova ta'in. Unetanah Yisrael alava katuv omer tova ayin uyivora. Motiv of Chista, what about otitziva Hashem beita ilan medetcha? No, that means otitziva. And then, ani lachem. What about Reili Marit Yatchem Chukibish Pratim Kashet Tzivani Hashem Alokai? What? All that means is the mitzvot Hashem Tzivoti, and then I taught it to you. The Marit Yatchem Chukibish Pratim, ani lachem. So then what about Atakit Velachem Et Hashira Azot? It just means the Shira, but not the rest of the Torah. But it says, Lamat Yeli Hashira Azot La'ed Bin Yisrael. So the reference of Tovat Ayin was only Pilpula B'Alma.